AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Turkey says it has shot down a Russian warplane over its airspace, though Moscow denies that its warplane was over Turkey. It says it was over Syria. Turkey says the Russian warplane ignored repeated warnings. Video shows two crew members parachuting out of the plane, but we don't know any more than that at the moment. This comes as many nations ratchet up their fight against the Islamic State group, which is based in Syria. The militants are blamed for the terror attacks in Paris a week and a half ago. French President François Hollande will be at the White House later this morning, meeting with President Obama. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
First and foremost, says spokesman Josh Earnest, the president wants to show solidarity with the French.
They can and should take a lot of solace in knowing that the most powerful country in the world has their back.
Aides say Obama and Hollande will discuss the expanding probe into the Paris carnage, the airstrikes France has launched on Islamic State group targets in Syria, and Hollande's idea of folding Russia into a grand alliance against the militants.
The State Department is warning Americans to be on alert when they're in public places. AP correspondent Mike Rossi reports from Washington.
U.S. authorities say there is a likelihood that terror attacks will continue around the world as members of the Islamic State group return from Syria and Iraq, and other individuals not affiliated with terror groups engage in violence on their own. The alert says U.S. citizens should exercise particular caution during the holiday season and at holiday festivals or events.
Now to that explosive vest found in a Paris suburb. A terror expert who's been in contact with investigators since the Paris terror attacks says he thinks a suspect on the run may have ditched the vest because it was defective. It didn't have a detonator when it was found. This is AP Radio News. Now to the medical student shot and critically wounded while apparently saving a woman from being kidnapped in New Orleans. Peter Gold is in guarded condition now, according to Tulane University. New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu.
His courage is an admirable example of the fact that the citizens of New Orleans are not going to turn a blind eye to crime and that we are going to fight back.
Police have arrested 21-year-old Urich Kane. Again, Mayor Landrieu.
Now he will likely spend the rest of his life in jail, as he should.
Last night in Minneapolis, five people were shot and wounded near the site of a protest over the killing of a black man by police. No arrests that we know of yet. A white Chicago police officer is expected to be charged with murder in the killing of a black teenager who was shot 16 times more than a year ago. This word comes to us from an official close to the investigation. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.